Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, we're following breaking news out of Durham, where police investigation underway. Michelle McConaughey in the WR Live Center gathering new information right now. She's here with us, coming up.
Also breaking news, a man is in the hospital after Fayetteville. Police say he shot himself after he was arrested and in handcuffs. Straight ahead, we'll explain how they say he got his hands on a gun.
It's a busy morning around the Triangle with a rough commute in many areas, including heavy delays because of a crash in South Raleigh. I have an update on the best alternate route.
And this morning, police are searching for the person responsible after reported sexual assault. WRL's Kelsey Coffey tells us what happened on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill.
It's a beautiful start. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice quiet weather today. I'll show you how warm the temperature will get this afternoon coming up.
And you have another chance to become a billionaire tonight. We will break down the odds of winning this historic Powerball jackpot. More and more. Yeah, it's like the fourth largest ever. Yeah. But second largest this year. A billion. It is a beautiful day as we get our, you know, it's like an extension of the weekend.
Absolutely.
If it were Monday, it'd be great, right? But a nice day on the way. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. So glad you're with us this morning. And we're winning with the weather.
Winning for sure.
Oh,
this is
going
to be a great week.
Yeah, let's get over to meteorologist Amy Wilmot in the WR Severe Weather Center tracking it all for us.
It is a nice morning. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s, and we have sunshine. This is a live look at Fayetteville in our newsroom here in Fayetteville. You can see that sun is shining on the newsroom. It's really nice outside. 63 in Fayetteville. It's 61 in Raleigh and in Durham. Still 50 in Roxborough. That's the cool spot. So some jacket weather up here in Person County. 61 in Rocky Mount. It's 59 in Goldsboro. Right now, it's going to be warm today. Plenty of sunshine. Yesterday, we got up to 81. Today, we'll get close to that. A little bit warmer. 83 for the high temperature today. So above normal. Our normal high is 78 this time of year. So some warm temperatures this afternoon, but it's nice to have those comfortable mornings with those temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Here's a look at Futurecast. I'll just let it run through the day. Plenty of sunshine today. Just a few clouds late this evening, but a very bright and warm afternoon. 83 for the high today. We'll drop down to 59. Overnight tonight. Tomorrow, another warm afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Then we're down to 56, and we're back up to 80 degrees for the high on Wednesday. So some warm days ahead, but a big drop in our temperatures headed our way over the weekend. I'll show you when we drop into the 40s. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, Amy. Following breaking news at Lake Wheeler Road at Simpkins Road, south of Raleigh, heading down toward Fuquay Varina, where an overnight crash has caused some big problems this morning. Let's check in with WRAL's Laura Levine live at the scene, keeping an eye on a big repair job.
Yes, it is a huge task, Brian, when you consider several power poles, several lines that came tumbling down when that car crashed into a power pole. As you can see here, the crews here with Duke Energy were able to get some of the lines back up. They're all wrapped up with this caution sign now, but they still have more to do. And now that the sun is up, here on the ground, we're seeing some of that shattered glass from the accident this morning. It was around 2:45 a.m. when a car ran off the road, hit a tree, and then hit a power pole here, causing those power lines to come down. Now, we are still working to learn more from officials about the condition of that driver and more details regarding that crash that happened. But we do know roughly 84 Duke Energy customers are still without power this morning. We have several crews again on the scene, as well as traffic officers that have been kind of directing traffic. They have a lot of signage that is now out here on Lake Wheeler Road at Simpkins Farm, as well as a lot of cones in the area to make sure people do not try to come near this area. It's very dangerous, of course, when you have several crews at the power lines, and this is something that's going to take a few more hours for them to clean up. The estimated time of restoration, Brian, is 10:15 this morning.
And unfortunately, the alternate route that is best suited for this area is starting to fill up pretty quickly. That's 401. And then on that northbound side, we're seeing some very heavy delays from the 1010 road area all the way out toward Old Stage Road in Garner. Take a look at this from that northbound side of 401 from Fuquay Varina to Garner. You're looking at a delay of about 11 minutes, but it's going to take you about 10 to 15 minutes longer than usual to make that trip. So give yourself that extra time this morning. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, watching some delays in the western part of the triangle from Hillsborough through Chapel Hill into Durham. In Hillsborough, we have a crash on 40 eastbound just before you get to Old 86. And then we have a report of a crash on 40 eastbound right around the Fayetteville Road area in South Durham. Putting it all together, we're seeing about a 2-minute delay as you head out of Hillsborough back toward Chapel Hill. And then about a 7-minute delay from 15501 in Chapel Hill out to the 885 interchange in South Durham. Part of that due to the crash reported around the Fayetteville Road area, but also we're seeing a little bit of a sun glare delay this morning. And on the southbound side of 87 coming in from the Wendell area and Knightdale, we're seeing about a 4-minute delay on those southbound lanes just before you get to Smithfield Road and 540, just seeing a little bit of congestion through that area.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Durham. Sky 5 is over some sort of scene right now. This is on Worth Street and Belt Street. That's the corner there. You can see multiple officers on scene. They have the entire block taped off with police tape. We are working to find out exactly what happened here. We're hearing of some sort of scene on the 1000 block of Worth Street in Durham. We do have WREL's Kelsey Coffey on the way to the scene. As soon as we hear any information or as soon as she gets any information, we will bring that to you live.
Also following this, a man is in the hospital after Fayetteville police say he shot himself while he was in custody and in handcuffs. This happened in the early morning hours in a parking lot on Cliffdale Road near South Riley Road. Brett Neese was on the scene in the WREL Breaking News Tracker.
Police say ShotSpotter initially called them here to this parking lot just after midnight. Take a look at video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker showing you how many officers were initially called to this scene. The SBI has now taken over this investigation. Fayetteville police say when they got here, they found a man walking through the empty parking lot. He was placed in handcuffs and officers searched him and found a gun. They say when he was handcuffed with his hands behind his back, he managed to pull out a second gun that was in his pants pocket, and he shot himself. Police started CPR right away and called for an ambulance. The man was then life-flighted to the hospital where he is now in stable condition. Police also say that man is a convicted felon and should not have had a gun at all. The officers involved are under administrative leave while the SBI investigates. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WREL News.
Well, students on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill on alert this morning after police say they're looking for a person officers say committed a sexual assault. WREL's Kelsey Coffey on campus this morning to walk us through how this happened and where it happened.
Police are looking for a man they say sexually assaulted a person here inside of McClinton Residence Hall around 6 p.m. yesterday. A crime alert was sent out to students, faculty, and staff last night. Now, here's a look at where that dorm is on campus. It's at the intersection of Raleigh Street and Country Club Road. Officers received a report that the victim was followed into the lobby at McClinton, where the suspect groped them. Police say the suspect then exited the building through a lobby stairwell. If you have any information, you're asked to call UNC Police or 911. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Chapel Hill.
Kevin McCarthy's role as Speaker of the House may be in jeopardy. We have a live look right now at the U.S. Capitol building where Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says he plans to force a vote on McCarthy's status as Speaker this week. Gaetz says he wants McCarthy ousted after the House leader worked with Democrats to reach a bipartisan deal to avoid a government shutdown. He claims McCarthy violated an agreement with more conservative members of the House when he agreed to that deal. McCarthy says he's not concerned by Gaetz's call for his removal, telling him to, quote, bring it on.
This is personal with Matt. He's more interested in securing TV interviews than doing something. He wanted to push us into a shutdown.
I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy.
Gaetz would need at least 5 Republicans to vote with him on McCarthy's removal if all Democrats also vote with him. The bipartisan deal agreed on Saturday and signed by the President Biden will fund the government for 45 days.
It's the first day on the job for Wake County Schools' new superintendent. Robert Taylor will begin his 100-day plan to learn how the district can improve. Taylor says he plans to emphasize instructional greatness for the more than 160,000 students he'll be leading. His more than 30 years of experience will be a key factor to his success in the state's largest school district. Taylor also spent 10 years as superintendent in Bladen County. He was sworn in as Wake County's new superintendent Friday during a special ceremony.
This morning, former President Donald Trump will be in court for the start of a civil fraud trial. This is a live look at Trump Tower in Manhattan, as well as the courthouse there. Trump spent the night at Trump Tower before headed off to court this morning. The former president arrived in the city overnight. A judge has already ruled that Trump lied about how much his business was worth. The ruling comes in response to the lawsuit by New York Attorney General Letitia James. James is seeking $250 million in damages, a ban on the Trumps doing business in New York, and a ban on the company from engaging in business transactions for 5 years. This trial could also determine whether he loses control over some of his most famous properties. Tonight's Powerball jackpot, one of the largest in the lottery's history. The grand prize is more than $1 billion, and it could grow even more before tonight's drawing. No one matched all the numbers plus the Powerball Saturday, so you still have a chance to be a billionaire. If you hit it big, the cash take-home value is just near $480 million. The drawing's at 11 o'clock tonight right here on WRAL. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs, Taylor Swift was there last night cheering them on, and they jumped out to a big lead in New York last night against the Jets. They were able to hold on down the stretch as well. The Jets made a furious comeback attempt that fell just short. The Chiefs escaped with a 23-20 win, leaving Taylor and her rumored boyfriend, Travis Kelce's mom, all smiles in that suite. In 15 minutes in What's Trending, we'll have a look at some of the other celebrities who made this game must-see TV.
Boy. Well, 8-11 now, California's governor making a choice to fill Dianne Feinstein's remaining term, who he's picked to take the seat after the senator's death last week.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen has introduced an interesting food drink combo, Buffalo sauce and Pepsi. We'll show you the moment. One news station did a taste test of their own.
It's nice outside right now, 61 degrees in Raleigh, but it's warm this afternoon. Our high gets up to 83. I'm tracking a cold front, though, and it drops temperatures down into the 40s. I'll show you when that happens coming up.
Eight 15 is the time right now as we offer you this live look. Pinehurst Resort and Country Club spent the weekend watching a lot of Ryder Cup golf, just counting down the majors until the 2024 U.S. Men's Open right there on those very grounds. As you watch WRL News this morning, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Lots of sunshine, enough to go around for everyone. Amy Wilmington, WRL Severe Weather Center. Beautiful start.
It is. It's a gorgeous start to the day. A beautiful blue sky here in Lewisburg. A nice, quiet morning with some comfortable temperatures. And then the sunshine is going to help warm us into the 80s later on this afternoon. Feels good outside right now, though. We're up to 52 degrees now in Roxborough. Earlier, it was 50 degrees there. 63 in Fayetteville with sunshine. Sunny and 61 in Clinton. Sunny and 63 for the temperature right now in Goldsboro. So very nice outside. Outdoor exercise is a go for the entire day. It's going to be a little bit warm this afternoon, pretty close to what we had yesterday at lunchtime, 78 degrees. If you want to get in some steps in your lunch hour, we'll have mostly sunny skies with 75 at noon and then 83 for the high temperature. It'll be another mild night overnight tonight. And then we will have a pattern change. Temperatures will be above normal for the next few days, but our pattern will shift to below normal temperatures beginning this weekend. And that pattern could continue into next week, below normal temperatures for much of the East Coast. Here's a look at our potential temperatures, and what you'll see here are the contours. The blues and the greens are going to drop down from Canada into our area as we head into the weekend. The cold front will arrive overnight Friday into Saturday, and Sunday morning we could wake up to temperatures in the 40s, but it's warm in the next few days in the afternoons. Our normal is 78. We're up to 83 today, 81 Tuesday, and 80 on Wednesday, and then closer to normal with a pair of 79s for Thursday and Friday, and all these days stay dry. We just have a 20% chance for rain overnight Friday into Saturday with the front. But then jacket weather is just about here. It's going to be chilly Sunday morning. Temperatures will be in the upper 40s. That's for the triangle. So we could be even cooler in some of the outlying areas, maybe even low 40s in a few spots early Sunday morning. So it'll be chilly as we wrap up the weekend. Certainly feeling more like fall. Today it's warm this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine. 82 in Roxborough and in South Hill, Virginia and Rocky Mound. 83 in Raleigh, Goldsboro, Clinton, Clinton, 84 in Southern Pines and Fayetteville. Then overnight tonight, comfortable again with temperatures down into the 50s and 60s, 59 for the low in Raleigh, 58 for low in Durham tonight. Tomorrow, pretty similar to today, we'll have sunshine with temperatures in the low 80s, just a little bit above normal for this time of year. So we'll stay in the 80s for the next 3 days, and then we're in the upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Friday night is when the front arrives. Sometimes we get cold fronts and they come with some rain, but our rain chance is only at 20% with this particular front. But we will notice a change in the temperature. 75 Saturday for our high, 68 Sunday, and then temperatures down into the 40s for lows beginning Sunday morning. Brian?
Amy, it's 8:17, and Lake Wheeler Road still is closed around Simpkins Road there between Raleigh, Garner, and Fuquay Varina. This is all because of an earlier overnight crash. Video from the scene shows some of the damage there. Apparently, a vehicle hit a utility pole, and that brought down a lot of equipment out there. And right now, Duke Energy crews are trying to get all of that repaired. Not sure when all of this is going to be repaired, and Lake Wheeler Road is going to reopen. But we are seeing some pretty heavy delays, especially on alternate routes like 401 northbound. That's been the main alternate route we've been suggesting this morning, but now that traffic volume is building, very heavy delays between 1010 Road heading up toward Old Stage Road. About a 12-minute backup overall leaving Fuquay heading to Garner on northbound 401. If it makes sense for you and you can pick up Old Stage Road, it's a pretty smooth ride from there at 401 on up into Garner. So Old Stage Road may be an option for you if you're on the east side of 401. Some of the other problems we're following right now around the triangle, taking a look at those live sensors, some backups on 40 eastbound. There's a report of a crash between 751 and Fayetteville Road, but also we're seeing a little bit of a sun glare delay, about a 5-minute backup overall from 15501 out to 885. Also a crash with injuries on outbound Glenwood Avenue, not too far from Ebenezer Church Road. Pretty heavy delays there on that outbound side. Once you get to Brownlee Drive, though, things clear up pretty well heading toward the Umstead Park entrances.
California's governor has chosen a replacement for the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Gavin Newsom explained he will appoint LaFonza Butler to fill the remainder of Feinstein's term. Butler was once an advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris. She most recently led a national organization dedicated to helping women win political office. She'll serve until voters choose a new senator in the 2024 election. Feinstein died Thursday at the age of 90.
New York City bracing for another round of air quality issues today. People there may be waking up this morning to hazy skies. Mayor Eric Adams said smoke from the Canadian wildfires may reach the city around sunrise. The state's Environmental Conservation Department expects the air quality will be in the moderate range. That means it will be at risk to some people who are sensitive to air pollution.
An intense fire is responsible for killing 13 people after it tore through three nightclubs in Spain. It happened on the outskirts of Murcia. As friends and family celebrated birthdays, officials say there were 40 firefighters or so, a dozen vehicles sent to fight those flames Sunday. They say the number of deaths could rise as search efforts continue.
Well, the largest health care strike in U.S. history may be about to begin. More than 75,000 workers may walk off the job after their union's contract with Kaiser Permanente expired over the weekend. The earliest the strike could begin, though, would be Wednesday. This would affect health care facilities in five states, including Virginia, as well as Washington, D.C. Union members are asking for more pay and job protections, as well as solutions to fix labor shortages. Well, the Wake County Animal Center launched its much-anticipated Fall Community Pet Days, helping families provide care for their pets. Every other Sunday from now until November 12th, families can get free or low-cost veterinary care. That includes $5 rabies shots, free microchipping and additional vaccines, and information on how to find affordable pet food and supplies. The next Fall Community Pet Day is 2 weeks from today at the Wake County Northern Regional Center on East Holding Avenue in Wake Forest. The event runs from 10 in the morning until 1 p.m. You can find details about future pet days at WRL.com. Well, check this out. Google celebrating the Appalachian Trail today with its doodle. On October 2nd, 1968, the National Trail Systems Act established the Appalachian Trail as one of the first national scenic trails. It's known as the longest hiking-only footpath in the world, passing through 14 states, including North Carolina. Annually, about 3 million people visit the trail, and around 3,000 attempt to hike it all the way, which usually takes about 5 to 7 months, Jeff.
What a trek that is, and it is the year of the trail in North Carolina, so get out there. People in Western New York, meantime, are trying out their star quarterback's now viral drink combination, buffalo sauce and Pepsi. Bills quarterback Josh Allen introduced Buffalo Pepsi in an ad with the soda company. It shows him mixing a splash of the sauce into his drink, uses a celery stick to garnish it, stir it up. Buffalo television station set up a taste test station to give people a chance to try it for themselves. They even tried the secret menu ingredients, which was a little blue cheese in there.
Tastes like you bit a chicken wing, to be honest.
So it's your new favorite drink, right?
Yeah. It's not going to replace a Bloody Mary, I'll tell you that right now.
Even on his own social media account, Allen is telling people, don't knock it until you try it.
So clearly he didn't just do it for the commercial. He's actually doing it.
He's digging in, it looks like, right there. I don't know, man. The celery with stirring it up with the celery makes it look like the Bloody Mary. The coloring with the hot sauce makes it look like, but it's not. I'm curious. I would try it.
You know what? You say that, and I'm tending to agree with you. It's just to try it.
Blue cheese?
They may have lost me at the blue cheese, but, you know, other than that, I'll give it a taste.
I would do it. We are following breaking news for you out of Durham this morning. We have just learned a shooting investigation is underway. We'll get an update from Kelsey Coffey, who's on that scene right now. These are live pictures from Sky 5. We're right back with that information.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We continue to monitor some really tough situations with traffic. Let's get to Brian Trader with this traffic alert.
A real mess in the south part of Raleigh. Lake Wheeler Road closed right now around Simpkins Road because of an overnight crash that damaged some utility poles. Take you to some pictures shot a little while ago of the scene out there. Duke Energy crews are working to get all of this repaired and get Lake Wheeler Road reopened, but that work continues. So until they're able to finish that, consider alternate routes. And unfortunately, there are not too many great options. 401 northbound out of Fuquay, probably your best bet right now, but you're looking at about a 13-minute delay to make that trip from Fuquay Marina up toward Garner.
It's a pretty start to the day. The weather's nice and quiet. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. Check out the blue sky here over the Museum of Natural Sciences. It's a beautiful start all across the viewing area with comfortable temperatures. Low 50s still in Person County and Roxborough. Low 60s in the Triangle, 61 in Raleigh and Durham. It's 63 degrees right now in Fayetteville. So nice outside this morning to get outside. At lunchtime, beautiful 75 with sunshine. It will be warm this afternoon. Temperatures running a little bit above normal for this time of year. Our high today climbs up to 83 degrees.
The SBI investigating after officers in Fayetteville say a suspect shot himself while in custody. It happened in the parking lot on Cliffdale Road. Police say while the suspect was handcuffed, he managed to pull out a gun and somehow shot himself. The man was airlifted to the hospital where he's expected to recover. Next on Fox 50, we're following some breaking news out of Durham. A shooting investigation underway. We'll have a live report. And up next on Today, One and One with actress Mindy Kaling.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Durham. A shooting investigation is underway, and we have a live report from WRAL's Kelsey Coffey on the way.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Fayetteville, where the SBI is investigating after police say a man shot himself while he was in custody. Coming up, why police were initially called to this parking lot.
Also coming up, what we've been able to find out about a reported sexual assault on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill.
And live pictures of breaking news with Lake Wheeler Road closed in one section just south of Raleigh. I'll show you the alternate route that's backing up badly.
And beautiful weather today with high pressure, the main weather feature, plenty of sunshine. I'll show you how high the temperature will climb coming up.
And this is a live look at Trump Towers in New York City. Straight ahead, what is on the line today as former President Donald Trump is set to appear in court for a civil fraud case. Also on the line, just $1 billion in the Powerball.
Just a little something.
Jack, maybe a little something there tonight, just to keep you interested today. Glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. It's shaping up with a really nice fall day. And with that in mind, let's get over to meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the WSB Weather Center, tracking how our day is shaping up.
It's pretty out there right now. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh, a beautiful blue sky over the museum here in downtown. It is going to be a gorgeous day today. Temperatures are very comfortable right now in the 50s and 60s. It's 58 degrees right now in Southern Pines, 61 in Raleigh, 60 in Goldsboro, 61 in Clinton. It's 61 degrees in Rocky Mount. So very comfortable as you step outside this morning. Futurecast, no rain in the forecast and hardly a cloud in the sky today. Very quiet weather today. But that sunshine is going to warm temperatures this afternoon. Yesterday, we got up to 81. Today, we'll get up to 83. At lunchtime, 75 with plenty of sunshine and then low 80s this afternoon. So it will be warm throughout the day today, but beautiful start to the work week. Another gorgeous day tomorrow, 81 for the high, plenty of sunshine. Beautiful Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 80. We do have a strong cold front on the way that will drop temperatures this weekend. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32 now, and we're following some big delays on 401 northbound, leaving Fuquay Varina heading up toward Garner, all because of a crash that has closed Lake Wheeler Road around Simpkins Road. Live pictures right now from the scene show what's happened out there. We had an overnight crash just before 3 o'clock this morning that took out a utility pole and some of the lines there. You can see where Duke Energy crews are busy trying to get all of that repaired. Not sure when they're going to be done with that and able to reopen Lake Wheeler Road at Simpkins Road. So you need to think about alternate routes this morning. And unfortunately, the most obvious one, 401, is pretty badly backed up this morning from just beyond 1010 Road out toward the old Stage Road area. Very heavy delays on that northbound side. The ride right now from Fuquay to Garner is going to take you about 11 extra minutes, so allow plenty of time through there. Consider using Old Stage Road. If you're just to the east of 401, that might be a better option for you. If you take that up to 401, you're pretty clear on that northbound trip heading on into Garner. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we are watching a few crashes out there. Still seeing some residual slowdowns on 40 eastbound as you head out of Chapel Hill and into South Durham. We had an earlier crash on 40 eastbound around Fayetteville Road, about a 5-minute delay there. And I'm also still watching some backups on outbound Glenwood Avenue right around Ebenezer Church Road as they work to get a crash cleared from that intersection.
Brian, thanks. We're following breaking news right now. A man is in the hospital after Fayetteville police say he shot himself while in custody. As WRL's Brett Neese reports, this happened in the early morning hours in a parking lot off Cliffdale Road near South Raleigh Road.
Police say ShotSpotter initially called them here to this parking lot just after midnight. Take a look at video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker showing you how many officers were initially called to this scene. The SBI has now taken over this investigation. Fayetteville police say when they got here, they found a man walking through the empty parking lot. He was placed in handcuffs and officers searched him and found a gun. They say when he was handcuffed with his hands behind his back, he managed to pull out a second gun that was in his pants pocket, and he shot himself. Police started CPR right away and called for an ambulance. The man was then life-flighted to the hospital, where he is now in stable condition. Police also say that man is a convicted felon and should not have had a gun at all. The officers involved are under administrative leave while the SBI investigates. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRL News.
UNC police are trying to find a man who they say groped a student on campus. Police say it happened shortly after 6 last night at McClinton Residence Hall. According to the report, the man followed the student into the lobby and stairwell of that hall, groped that person, and then left. Anyone with information about what happened should call 911 or UNC police.
Kevin McCarthy's role as Speaker of the House may be in jeopardy as we look live at the U.S. Capitol this morning. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says he plans to force a vote on McCarthy's status as Speaker this week. Gaetz says he wants McCarthy ousted after the House Speaker worked with Democrats to reach a bipartisan deal to avoid a government shutdown. He claims McCarthy violated an agreement with more conservative members of the House when he agreed to that deal. Gaetz would need, rather, at least 5 Republicans to vote with him him on McCarthy's removal if all Democrats also vote with him. The bipartisan deal agreed on Saturday and signed by President Biden will fund the government for 45 days.
Today, more funding for body cameras for the Durham Sheriff's Office will be discussed by county leaders. County commissioners will consider approving that money that would provide mobile charging stations for student resource officers and special team members. These stations would not only recharge batteries, but officers will be able to upload body camera footage remotely. That would allow leaders to review the footage immediately after a situation. The meeting will start at 9 this morning.
Well, this morning, former President Trump will be in court for the start of a civil fraud trial. This is a live look at the Trump Tower in Manhattan, where Trump spent the night before going to court this morning. The former president arrived in the city overnight. A judge has already ruled Trump lied about how much his business was worth. The ruling comes in response to the lawsuit by New York Attorney General Letitia James. James is seeking $250 million in damages, a ban on the Trumps doing business in New York, and a ban on the company from engaging in business transactions for 5 years. This trial could also determine whether he loses control over some of the most famous Trump properties.
And this morning, we are working to learn what caused a house fire in Wake Forest. This was the scene last night on Knowles Drive. A WRL Breaking News tracker was there and captured the damage left behind. Firefighters tell us no one was home when the flames broke out. They were able to put them out quickly and no one was hurt.
Well, Durham city manager offering up 3 new options for bonuses for all city employees. Wanda Page plans to present them at Thursday's city council meeting. Workers were not satisfied with Page's initial proposal, and city leaders delayed a decision on bonuses at a meeting last month. A previous strike by sanitation employees brought a new level of attention to the topic that came after pushes from Durham police and fire departments for higher pay. Now, the smallest bonus would be $500, the largest $5,000. Lower paid employees will get the higher bonuses. The next step would be for city council members to select an option, then adopt it at the October 16th meeting. Employees would get their bonuses in the November 3rd paycheck. Well, tonight's Powerball jackpot is one of the biggest in the lottery's history. The grand prize is more than $1 billion and could go even higher after tonight's, before tonight's drawing, rather. No one matched all 5 numbers in Saturday's drawing, so you still have a chance to be a billionaire. If you hit it big, your cash take-home will be nearly $480 million. That drawing is tonight at 11 on WRAL.
Again, there is one lucky person from our state holding a ticket worth $2 million from Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Someone bought the ticket at the Murphy Express on Gannon Avenue in Zebulon, and the ticket matched 5 of the white balls to win the $1 million prize, and that prize doubled because the person bought the Power Play multiplier. The winner hasn't stepped up yet. They have 180 days from the drawing to claim that prize.
Well, parking is getting easier at RDU International. We'll tell you about the new Park RDU Express lot and how you can book your spot before heading to the airport.
And if you weren't able to catch Beyonce's Renaissance tour in person, you can catch it at a theater when the new documentary about the making of the tour will premiere.
And heading to break, we want to give you a live look at a sunny Apex this morning. Temperatures are warming up a bit as we kick off the week. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with your 7-day forecast after the break. Good morning at 8:42. We take a live look now at Beaufort. We had an opportunity to visit Beaufort this past week. Just love that little community down there. Thank you for watching WRL News. We always appreciate it here on Fox 50. Let's get over to meteorologist Amy Wilmot, tracking a beautiful day shaping up.
Gorgeous weather in Beaufort, gorgeous weather here. It's beautiful here in Lewisburg. Check out the blue sky. The sun's shining. Eventually, it's going to help warm temperatures into the 80s this afternoon. But it still feels good outside right now. 55 in Roxboro and in Sanford with sunshine. It's 58 in Southern Pines, 63 in Fayetteville right now, 63 in Clinton, and 61 in Rocky Mount. So very, very nice morning out there. Outdoor exercise, it's great this morning. It will be a little warm this afternoon. At the noon hour, if you want to get a walk in, maybe take the dog out, out for a walk. 75 degrees at noon with sunny skies. We'll warm it up to 83 this afternoon. So a little bit warmer, just a couple of degrees warmer compared to what we had yesterday. Yesterday's high was 81. It was a beautiful day yesterday. High pressure, the main weather feature, that keeping the weather nice and quiet around here for the next several days. We do have a cold front that will eventually move in, but that's not going to happen until overnight Friday into Saturday, and it only brings a 20% chance for rain. Here's a look at Futurecast through the day today. We'll have sunshine all day, just a few clouds late this evening, but mainly sunny skies throughout the day today. Tuesday morning, waking up to mostly sunny skies. Might have a few more clouds around Tuesday afternoon, but we're still calling for mostly sunny skies Tuesday as well. So some beautiful weather over the next couple of days, just a little bit warm. And again, our rain chances are nothing for the next 5 days. It's not until overnight Friday into Saturday where we have a 20% chance for rain. So minimal rain chances for the next week. You'll still need to water the lawn, water the garden. If you've done some seeding, you'll need to keep watering the yards. This is a look at the tropics right now. We have Tropical Storm Philippe here. It's not going to impact the United States, which is good news. It's going to eventually curve to the north and east. Right now, it is moving to the west-northwest at 7 miles per hour. It has winds at 50 miles per hour. So it's a tropical storm, but it is expected to strengthen late this week. It could become a Category 1 hurricane by the time we get to Friday morning, and the track takes it just east of Bermuda. And the models have been consistent with this, keeping it to the east of Bermuda, kind of curving it back out to sea. So it shouldn't impact North Carolina. We might have some increased rip currents over the weekend, but overall, minimal impacts, and we really don't have anything of concern in the tropics right now. 83 today, 81 Tuesday, 80 on Wednesday. So temperatures stay above normal, and 79 still above normal Thursday and Friday. But we do have that big drop in our temperatures over the weekend. That cold front's going to slip in overnight Friday into Saturday, bringing just a slim chance for rain, but certainly cooler. A high of only 68 Sunday with lows down into the 40s as we head into Sunday morning. So chilly as we wrap up the weekend, certainly tasting a little taste of fall by the end of the weekend.
Thanks, Amy. Parking at RDU is getting a little easier. This is a live look right now. Terminal 2 out at the airport. The new Park RDU Express lot is now open. The lot adds nearly 1,000 parking spaces to the airport. Much needed as the airport continues to experience growth. A shuttle will make the trip from the express lot to the airport's terminal during all hours of the day. And you can look and book RDU parking in advance, RDU.com.
Well, President Biden is pushing Congress for more support for Ukraine after the stopgap bill to avoid a shutdown did not include aid for that war-torn country. The U.S. has already sent more than $113 billion in aid to Ukraine. Much of it has been used for security and humanitarian assistance. Broad majorities on both sides in Congress backed funding for Ukraine, but conservative hardliners are blocking additional funds.
I can't believe those who have voted for supporting Ukraine, overwhelming majority in the House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, will for pure political reasons let more people die needlessly in Ukraine.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is linking the money for Ukraine to additional border security in an effort to get both sides on board.
Scary situation for a driver in Raleigh. A car flipped over and ended up in the median. It happened at Glenwood Avenue near I-440 right around 6:30 last night. There were minor injuries, but no one was taken to the hospital. Officers are looking into why that car went off the road.
New this morning, at least 9 people are dead and 50 others hurt after a church roof collapsed during Sunday Mass. This video shows the aftermath in northern Mexico. You can see the outer edges of that church propped up with wooden sticks. Authorities say about 100 people were observing Mass at the time of that collapse. They believe the collapse is caused by some type of structural failure. Police, National Guard, and the Red Cross are all helping with the operation.
All new this morning, the Lahaina Luna football team is back in action more than a month after deadly fires ripped through Lahaina, Hawaii. The team hit the field over the weekend for the first time since that tragedy. Not only did the Lunas deliver some healing, they also delivered a big win. 42-0. Duke Energy customers will now start paying more each month. The new rate hike began yesterday. Initial changes result in an $8.04 increase per month for typical residential customers. Low-income customers will get assistance through a customer assistance program with a $42 monthly credit for a year.
Well, it's being referred to as plastic air pollution. A new study suggests microplastics have been found in clouds. Researchers say that tiny bits of plastics could be playing a role in climate change by creating plastic rainfall. On top of that, experts say the presence of the plastic runs the risk of contaminating everything people eat and drink. Microplastics have been found in people's blood and lungs and even in human placenta. Well, millions of student loan borrowers are now expected to start repaying after those payments were paused for more than 3 years. The pause went into effect during the pandemic. The Education Department says borrowers should receive some type of billing statement at least 3 weeks before the bill's due date. While the payments resumed this month, interest already started accruing again on September 1st.
A popular singer-songwriter is going in a different direction with his latest release. David Daniel has that story in today's Hollywood Minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran has released a new album, Autumn Variations, but don't look for any music videos or promotional singles. He's doing neither for his first independent release on his own label, Gingerbread Man Records. In an interview Friday when the album came out, Sheeran said the move was a way to avoid the pressure of being a major label pop star. There are no expectations because there's no company.
The residue is in the seed, and if we use that seed for food production, then it's in the food.
Go around spraying the whole forest. You change the whole environment.
You don't hear no birds singing?
Any insect? Nothing.
The documentary Into the Weeds looks at the purported toxic legacy of Roundup and the lawsuit by a groundskeeper with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma against the herbicide's manufacturer, as well as the larger questions of human health, biodiversity, and whether we can have a future without pesticides. Into the Weeds is in theaters one night only, Tuesday, October 3rd. Check fathomevents.com for locations and showtimes. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
That is interesting. Today, Indonesia launched Southeast Asia's first ever bullet train. A ceremony was held today to mark the train opening to the public. It connects the country's two largest cities. The project is part of China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative.
Well, reports says Americans aren't pinching pennies right now. The Wall Street Journal reports despite inflation, consumers aren't holding back spending. They're paying for once-in-a-lifetime wishes like dream vacations and travel, concerts, even designer handbags. Consumer spending was up 5.8% in August compared to a year ago. Following some breaking news right now, a police investigation is underway right now in the Durham neighborhood. Let's get to WS Kelsey Coffey just arriving on the scene. Kelsey, what do you know so far?
Well, police are investigating a shooting here on Worth Street in Durham. I'll step out the way so you can take a look at what I'm seeing right now. There's definitely a heavy police presence. At least a dozen officers are out here right now. And Worth Street between Belt and Elm Street are closed while police are investigating. So keep that in mind if that's a part of your morning commute. And there's still a lot of questions that we have right now, like where this shooting actually happened on this block, who was shot, and what's the extent of their injuries. So we're asking police those questions right now, and we'll keep you updated as we learn more. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
The Panthers are now one of only two NFL teams left without a win. Carolina dropped their fourth straight yesterday, losing 21-13 to the Minnesota Vikings in Bank of America Stadium. Now, this play right here, the one you're looking at, a 99-yard interception, the turn touchdown. This happened in the first quarter by Sam Franklin Jr. Had fans thinking maybe today was the day, but it was only a touchdown. The team scored all day. The Panthers will get another chance for their first win next Sunday in Detroit.
That will not be easy. It needs some offense, huh? Former Duke QB Daniel Jones and the New York Giants will be looking to get a win tonight. Monday Night Football, they host the Seattle Seahawks. You can watch that game on ESPN starting at 8 o'clock tonight.
Beyonce fans enthralled with her Smash Renaissance World Tour will get to see more of it in theaters. The singer released a full trailer of her upcoming concert titled, appropriately enough, Renaissance, a film by Beyonce. Take a look at the trailer.
When I am performing, I am nothing but free.
Yeah, the film will include behind-the-scenes looks on the making of the tour, plus a documentary-style account of the Renaissance album. It will be showing at AMC Theaters December 1st. Pre-sale tickets are now available.
And before we let you go here, winning lottery numbers right now from NC Education Lottery. They're on your screen. We'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.